Today we're continuing with the Renew series. We began the Renew series with the introduction to our thoughts. We're exploring 8 building blocks to help us think and act like a champion. We explored the first building block, which was awareness. And last week we explored the second building block, which was motivation. In your small groups, just discuss how your daily devotions went and the impact that it had on your life this week. Okay, so today we're continuing with our third building block, which is confidence. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." So in your small groups, just discuss, when you hear or read verses like this, what does it do to you? How could it help you with the next time you face a difficulty or a threat?
I can see the conversations are quite interesting. Does anyone want to shout out what they got from this verse?
It's the reassurance of
God. Awesome. And you guys? Awesome. So we get that, no, God is always here for us. You know, in every single situation, we should not be afraid, we should not fear, because most of the times, the things that stop us from being confident is fear, right? We fear certain things, but we're wrong. Maybe sometimes we judge our confidence by if we're able to speak in front of a crowd, or by our strengths, or our performances, but we shouldn't judge our confidence through that, right? We should know that in every single situation that you go through, you need to show up. You need to be awesome in every single situation and you need to that you find yourself in, right? Don't be afraid because there's a crowd. Don't be afraid because, I don't know, maybe it's short notice and, I don't know, something happens. Don't be afraid. Be confident in who you are. But being confident, right, it doesn't mean that you're cocky. It doesn't mean that you're arrogant and you're like, yeah, I'm the man or whatnot, right? But being confident is being sure about yourself. It's not walking into the youth room and say, yeah, I'm here, you know, it's it's being confident. It's knowing yourself and knowing that no matter what anyone says, you know yourself, you know why you are created. So, what is confidence?
Does anyone know what the definition of confidence is? Like in your own words? Okay, well, confidence is a healthy sense of identity that comes from the inside where you know exactly who you are, what your mission is, and what you have to contribute. Okay, exercise.
All right, so we have an exercise for you. If you look at on your tables, there are verses that are there. I think there are two, or maybe it's one, I'm not sure. It's two. So you choose one. And there are many things. There's Ephesians and the other verse. And from that, you get the statements of who you are. You circle them. And then when you're done, there are places where it's written, I am. And so you write down who you are in Christ. So you can start doing that. All right. So I'm sure we all have written down who we think we are in Christ. Or what we should know we are, who we should know we are in Christ. Right. Some say you're a chosen generation, holy priesthood, holy nation. You know, you should be confident in that. Embrace that. You know, it's not for you to just know, but it's for you to believe. As long as you believe that you're confident, you can do many things. You know. So there's an example of the 10 spies. Who knows the story? Anyone? Besides Grace. All right. So there are 10 spies who were sent into a place to figure out if they could enter into God's promised land, right? But as they went in, they saw the many giants that were inside, and they were like, I'm sure they got scared. Like, just like maybe with David when other people were scared of Goliath. But here there were two people who came back and they were confident and they said, no, we can do it. But of the 8 of them were like, no, we can't do it. There's giants here. you know, like, we're going to die, we can't go in, right? But when you believe that you can do it, even when you can't, it says it takes faith as small as a mustard seed for you to move a mountain. So with confidence, as long as you believe in yourself, you can do it, right? So confidence is not just about performance. You can't say, like I said, you can't judge your confidence by speaking in front of a crowd. Maybe you can't even speak in front of a crowd when it's time for speeches at school. But you don't judge your confidence because of that. Because performance can be a roller coaster, right? Sometimes you don't win all the time, like with debating. You don't win all the time. Maybe you came up with good points and you're confident, and maybe you weren't the best speaker. So now it doesn't mean that you didn't do good, right? And you don't mean win in all the areas. But when you're confident, you know that these things happen and you keep pushing and you keep moving forward, right? So if confidence is not ruled out by your performance, how can we create a healthy and stable sense of confidence? How can we develop confidence? How can confidence come from within us? So there are 5 keys to confidence.
The first key is past performances. Good performances remind you of the skills that you have. Poor performances remind you of the opportunity to grow. Fail can be defined as the first attempt in learning. However, failure is not fatal. Performances that helps us build confidence. They look at the good and the bad and every performance. Let the good performances remind you of the skills that you have. Let the poor performances remind you of the opportunity to grow, where you go back to the process and analyze what you did that could be changed. So ask yourself these questions. How did you do? What can you do better? And what can you learn?
So, for me, for instance, right, I wrote my matric in 2016, right? But my results didn't come out good. Not because I wasn't studying, I don't know why they didn't come out good. But, you know, so then I redid matric 2017, and I was like, oh no, this time I got it. You know, I was studying. But then again, the marks came out the same, right? So you get discouraged and you're like, okay, God, I don't have confidence anymore. Right, I mean, I've been doing it, and it's not 2 years, imagine. So I redid it again this year, 2018. And this time I have more confidence because I looked at what I did, what I did the other times. There was procrastination, you know, I would procrastinate, like, I'll do it tomorrow. You know, the first time around in 2016, motivators would come and they'd be like, you know, you need to do this, you need to pass this. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to do it. 3 days later, next month, you know. 2017, I studied, but I didn't do past question papers. So that didn't help, you know. So this time around, I did past question papers. I studied hard. Now I'm confident that my results are going to come out good. I'm hoping they come out good. I don't know when they're coming out, but I have confidence that they're going to come out good, right? And then this is scripture.
Romans 8 verse 28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. The second key is good preparation. We need to take time to prepare well and be prepared for anything. So we may have nerves, but we need to have confidence and that we need to prepare for whatever may come our way.
Like, for instance, she doesn't want to share, but she was nervous to come up and share for the first time, right? But because she prepared and she spent time getting ready, she was able to come up and speak, right? And maybe even for me, I remember when I was in Cape Town, and I was asked to speak in front of the whole church offering, and I cried because, you know, I couldn't, like, I was so scared because I didn't prepare. But then, like, a second service came, I was able to do it. So you always need to be prepared for whatever comes your way. Don't let the devil catch you not prepared. You must always be prepared for any situation that comes your way. And then there's self-talk, right? Most of the times, like who here talks to themselves? Doesn't mean you're crazy. All right, so I'm sure most of us, we speak to ourselves. But most of the times, when we're not occupied, we also spend time thinking a lot, right? And sometimes you might self-doubt because you spend time thinking, and you know, you might say, no, you know what I did was stupid, I shouldn't do this again, or no, I'm such a failure, or you know, this, what I'm doing is not right, it's not good enough, I'm not good enough for this. So maybe when you get rejected for, I don't know, the hip-hop dance group that you want to join, you're like, ah, I guess I'm not good enough, you know. Doesn't mean that you, you know, you shouldn't let that consume you, but instead you should speak to yourself. Like here we wrote ours, I am, what, I don't know, what did you write, what are you? You're talented. So when you get rejected for many things, you tell yourself, no, they, it's their loss, I'm talented, you know. You should always speak to yourself rather than listen to the thoughts that come in our head, right? And then there's body language.
So body language is very important. And then there's the power pose. We can stand with our feet firm on the ground, chin and eyes up, shoulders back. This will give you balance for the inside out, for the inside out, and position you to be successful. Support system. Who is in your corner? Get the right information from the right people. Surround yourself with people who call you to greatness. So family and friends and family members that influence you to do the right things and have a good impact on your life need to be in your support corner.
All right, so most of us, we have best friends. Who has a best friend? Yes, we all have best friends. Who has friends that are not like that close? I'm sure we all have family. Yes. Who has mentors? A mentor. All right. So the certain people that we have in our lives influence who we become. We can't have people who don't support our dreams, who don't support what we want to do. Like with boxing, I'm sure you've all watched Rambo. Yeah, Rambo. No? Okay, Creed. Yes, you've watched Creed, right? So most of the time when he was fighting and he's exhausted and when the bell rings, what would he do? He would go to the corner and he would talk to his mentor, the person who's training him, and they would advise him, tell him, no, you need to do this, you need to do that. Give them an uppercut, whatnot, you know. Keep your hands like this, you know. So people in your life should be people who tell you or help you move forward. Right? They should be people who encourage you. If you have people who are telling you, nah, you know, those dreams are worthless, you should remove them from your life. Like, just kick them out. Tell them the door that you came in, use it to get out, you know? Because you don't need people like that in your life. If you want to be confident, you need people who build your self-esteem. Now, there's a difference between criticism and people who, you know, step on you. You need to remove those people, because they're not good for you. And in Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 10 says, two are better than one. If one of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. So we all need people who help us up. When we are going through rough motions, we need someone to talk to. And that's why, like, there are people who are married so they can help each other out. There are people who have family, they're their support system. Like for me, when I was not doing well with my matric, I had my parents were telling me, you can do it. Don't worry. We'll pay for you to keep pushing forward. You know, we are proud of you. You did what you could, but you can do better, you know. So we all need people who motivate us. Like last week, we were doing motivation. We need people who motivate us. And that way we can become confident. So there are five keys to confidence. There's past performances. So you recap, you know, on things that you didn't do well, things you could do better, and good preparation, being prepared for anything that may come your way. So maybe reading the word can help you when storms in your life come, when things that put you down come. You can always be ready and say, you know what? You know, Jesus, when he was tempted, he had power words to give the devil so that every single time he could knock him down. Like, where a man cannot live on bread alone, you know, don't test the Lord your God. He was there. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, you know. He was there to defend himself. So power statements are there to defend ourselves. If your friends tell you, no, we don't want to chill with you anymore. It's like, no, it's your loss. I'm awesome. I can chill by myself. It's not bad to chill by yourself, because when you show that confidence, people come to you, they draw to you. And then the self-talk, talk to yourself. You're not crazy when you talk to yourself, you know. Talk to yourself, have a conversation with yourself, reflect. And then there's body language. You see, even bullies, when they come intimidating. I'm not saying you should be a bully, but, you know, be strong, be confident, and have that posture that says, you can't mess with me. And then there's a support system. So they say behind every great man is a strong woman, right? So I'm not saying you should not get a strong woman, but anyway. Okay, when the time is right. But anyway, you should always have people behind you who build you up.
So we need to practice power statements. At the back of the page where you did your last exercise, write down 3 power statements that you will commit to read every morning when you wake up and every night when you go to bed. Make sure that they're truthful, use biblical truths, memorize them, and repeat them.
So they can be like the power statements that you wrote, like, I'm powerful, or I'm fast if you do sports, or I don't know. So choose 3. All right, so I'm sure you've written down some power statements. I'm sure if you have seen a trailer of Being Mary Jane, you see she has sticky notes on her mirror, and there's a quote on each and every single one of them. And she takes one each day, and she reads it, and she meditates on it the whole day. So do that with your power statements. You don't really have to put it on your mirror, but maybe put it on your phone as a reminder. If you can't write it on a wall or whatnot, put it on your phone. As soon as you wake up, there's a reminder that says, I'm strong, I'm whatnot, no one can step on me or whatever.
Scriptural power statements can help you to build your confidence even more. Hebrews 13 verse 6 says, God is my helper, I will not fear what man does to me. Romans 8 verse 31, God is for me, who can be against me? And 1 John 4 verse 4 says, God in me is greater than anyone in the world. Okay. There's next steps that can be taken. The first is joining a WhatsApp group, like our youth WhatsApp group, that can help influence you to build your confidence even more. You can put your number on the sign-up sheet if you're not on the WhatsApp group. You can have devotions. On our WhatsApp group, we do have devotions, and that can help you as well. We can do exercises that are worth the devotions, okay? And there's a page there by Pastor Mark that you can take if you're interested. Okay.
All right, so I hope this week you can incorporate everything that we've learned today. So we've learned that we are confident, and we just have to believe in it. So let's believe that we are confident. If we believe that, then we can change the world, okay? You can stand up to things that come against you. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for today. Thank you that we have learned that we are strong, we're powerful, and that, you know, we can stand against anything that comes our way. That if you are for us, no one can be against us. As this week comes, just ask that you be with us. Help us be confident. Help us face every single situation. Help us remove friends that don't build us up, people that don't build us up, and bring into our lives people that are a support system, that help us grow in you, people that are on the same mission as us. And may you protect us. And as we come back next Sunday, may you be with us and help us, Lord. And as we do our devotions, may you help us understand, and may you help us reflect on them. So we'll ask all these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So next week, we're going to be learning about building block 4, intensity, her one and only Justin Bieber, Asher, that's over there. So be there and have an awesome week.